This Dr. D'Souza dictating on Thad Lang. Thad is T-H-A-D. T as in Thomas. T-H-A-D. Thad Lang. L-A-N-G. L as in Lancy. So Thad Lang, date of birth is 10-5-55. Date of visit is 4-27-26. Please make copy for. Nicholas Stagliano, N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S, Stagliano, S-T-A-G-L-I-A-N-O, Nicholas Stagliano, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Nicholas, thank you for sending Thad Lang for evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of pneumonia and hemoptysis period. Next paragraph, history is an illness. This is a 70-year-old male who had an episode of pneumonia with persistent coughing for 2 to 3 weeks. was sent for a chest CT on 4/20/26. The chest CT showed a large ill-defined mass-like area in the posterior right lower lobe associated with pleural thickening and a small amount of pleural fluid period. The appearance may suggest a malignancy, and further evaluation was suggested with a PET CT period. The main pulmonary artery was prominent period, and there was moderate coronary artery calcification period. The patient does have a long-standing history of smoking, half to one pack per day, for over 40 years. He has had no previous pulmonary function study. has had previous x-rays, which were unremarkable period. He was coughing up little bloody sputum over the past week to 10 days and was treated with 3 courses of antibiotics, including Augmentin and Zithromax. He denies any chest pains, fevers, or chills, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension and history for rheumatoid arthritis. The patient has had left knee replacement surgery and has had peroneal tendon surgery, has peripheral neuropathy, and has had surgery on his hand. As well as hydrocele surgery, period. He has been treated for pneumonia in the past, period. Next, habits. The patient smoked half to one pack per day for 45 years. Alcohol use, occasional, period. Next, allergies. No drug allergies noted. Next, med list included Pepcid 20 milligrams daily, Losartan 25 milligrams daily, morphine 30 milligrams BID, and leflunomide 20 milligrams daily. I'm sorry, twice daily. Xeljanz injection. I'm sorry, Xeljanz XR 11 milligram tablet daily, and trazodone 100 milligrams HS. Next paragraph. Family history: father had COPD, mother died of a CVA. Next, system review, the patient has fatigue and some weight loss, no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency or flank pains. He has wheezing, cough, and mild hemoptysis, no shortness of breath. He has no abdominal pains but has diarrhea and no rectal bleeding. He has arm pains and no leg swelling and denies any chest pains. He has no depression or anxiety. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness and easy bruising. And he has no headaches, seizures, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This is an averagely built elderly, white male with alert, no acute distress, no pallid sinuses, clubbing or peripheral edema. Skin turgor was good. Blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse 92, respiration 16, temperature 97.2. Weight is 234, saturation 97. HGND enormous, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, he has no inflammation. Neck supple, no venous distension, no thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and breath sounds diminished at the periphery with occasional wheezes bilaterally. Heart sounds are regular S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses. No rhinomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities. No edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions are observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Right lower lobe pneumonia. Number 2 is possible right lower lobe lung mass. Rule out neoplasm. Number 3 is COPD. Number 4 is rheumatoid arthritis. And number 5 is history of hypertension. And next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to get a PET CT scan and a complete pulmonary function study. He will also use a Ventolin inhaler. 2 puffs QID PRN and placed on Advair disc 250 by 50 micrograms, 1 puff twice a day. He will need a bronchoscopy following the PET CT. And the patient was advised to refrain from cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. A follow up visit to be arranged here in 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Nicholas Stagliano, STAGLIANO, MD. Thank you.